Baruch Abba, welcome everyone. Continuing Ois Beis. Now in Pelioitz, Ois Beis, a new topic, a new Ois. As we said, that the Pelioitz writes his Sefer in Pelioitz according to the Aleph Beis. So we just finished Ois Aleph. Mazdov. Okay. That was Sharon 115 yesterday. We now continue with Ois Beis. What better topic to begin Ois Beis with? Brachos. Or the bracha, the concept, the halachas of making brachas. And this is shin number 116, as we said, and the root of a bracha on food, on the bracha, on anything you derive benefit from, the root, the source, is hakaras hatov, is showing appreciation. And the Pelioitz begins with the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed Hei. It's easy to remember where this Gemara is, because Lamed Hei is LaHashem. LaHashem. And the Gemara tells us that Hashem created this world, and He gave this world to us. And He says, I want you to enjoy it. And the way to enjoy it is by first making a bracha on that which what I gave you. I gave you something, first make a bracha on it, and it's yours now. But before you make a bracha, it's considered to be mine. And the person eats the food, derives benefit from that smell of the nice item where he should make a bracha on it. But at any time the halacha requires a person to make a bracha and he does not, he is stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You hear this? He's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine going into Hashem's garden and taking off a nectarine from the tree. And all of a sudden alarms go off. And the cameras and the thunder and lightning bolts come rumbling and shooting down. And like a person's frozen in fear and fright, and he's holding that nectarine. And then he looks at the nectarine and starts corroding and dissolving, and the worms start pouring out from it. And he was about to run out from that garden, and he got caught literally red-handed. I see you like this mushroom, huh? A person who eats without a bracha is stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Hashem's world. Shemayim, Shemayim, LaHashem, V'aretz Nasan L'vnei Adam. So is it Hashem's or is it L'vnei Adam? Says the Gemara, Kan Kodem Bracha, Kan La'achar Bracha. Before you make the bracha, Hashem says, everything belongs to me. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give you permission to come to my garden, my world, and take that nectarine, and make a bayrei pri ha'etz, baruch ata Hashem. You, Hashem, are the source. Elokeinu, who watches over everything. Melech, the king, ha'olam, of the universe, of the world. Helam, you're hidden. The word ha'olam is hidden. Hashem is hidden in the world. Bayrei, the creator, pri ha'etz, of the fruit of the tree. Don't say amen. What a beautiful bracha that is. We're acknowledging Hashem, where this fruit comes from. We're saying, Hashem, thank you for this delicious fruit. And the same thing applies to a cookie and the danishes. You know, I wanted to say in a joking manner, you know why challah is hamoitzi? You know why challah is a mitzvah? Why is a challah mezoinus? I'll tell you why challah is a mitzvah. Because if challah was mezoinus, then people would come home after the wife baked delicious challah and take a bite of it because it's mezoinus, right? Now it's a mitzvah, you know. You're not going to start washing this, right? It's a safeguard. I'm just kidding. Okay. But you come into a house and you smell the delicious challah baking. It's nothing better than that. that aroma. And then you taste that taste of Shabbos challah. What do we use Shabbos? We say Shabbos is made Ein Olam Haba. It's a taste of Olam Haba. And Hashem says, you can't have it. It's all yours. All yours to enjoy. But first make that bracha. That was the introduction to the Pelioids of this discussion. Now he says as follows. Yadua Maimar Rabbeinu Zal al Hanenem in the Olam Hazeh b'loy bracha ki godol onshoy. He says, we know Chazal tell us in that Gemara Daf Lamed Hey, it's Hashem's. The horrific punishment for a person to take from this world without a bracha. Just think about that story that we just said over. That person got caught red-handed. The alarm went off. This is unfortunate. There are many people who eat and drink and derive benefit from this world and don't make the bracha when they're supposed to. And the main reason he says it's chisar and machris chisar nidia. They don't even realize. They didn't even know you have to make a bracha. They don't even know you have to make a bracha. Shane Yoidim Shitzarch Lavarach al Dabash Anene. The Pelioid says they don't even realize. You have to make a bracha. Now I want to tell you something after I finish this next sentence. Some people don't know the text of the bracha. And some people are not making brachas, not because they don't know you have to make a bracha. They don't think it's so important. They don't think it's something that's so important. People don't know that there's a responsibility. There's an obligation. Before you put something into your mouth, before you smell those beautiful things that grow from the ground, there are brachas, as we'll see. The Berachas HaReach, and we're going to, in Chelek Beis, before we start the Musar Shir, we learn Mishnah Berurah. And here in Chelek Beis, we're going to be learning Metz Hashem, Hilchos Brachas. Brachas on food, brachas on smell, brachas if you hear the thunder, and you see the lightning. What are the brachas you make? What are the halachas of the brachas? This all has to be learned. That's why we are here and we're learning the Musar to strengthen ourselves to learn the halachas.